first 103 years of her life in either Oklahoma or Texas, owning the same home in Odessa, Texas, for 73 years. Last year, for her 103rd birthday, her friends put together a drive-by birthday party where youngsters handed out napkins and cupcakes, and police, sheriff, and fire department escorts, with sirens going, joined in the festivities. The drive-by was planned by Teresa Ford Shepherd, a dear friend from church. Fran's hairstylist and close friend, Letty Martinez, joined in, and Fran's daughter, Shirley Pocorny, provided the cupcakes and helped coordinate the birthday fun. Fran sat outside in her yard and savored every minute of her celebration. "I kind of thought they had something planned, but I just couldn't imagine what. With things the way they were with the pandemic and all, I thought maybe something in the yard." The memory of that day and the surprise drive-by still brings a smile. Teresa describes how Fran's parade of friends made signs for their cars and drove by in a long train of well-wishers. "We were honking and happy birthdaying and hollering." They parked in an empty lot across from Fran's house, got out of their cars, and sang to her on that April day in 2020. And now a year has passed, a year that brought heartache as Fran's daughter Shirley died in September of 2020. Shirley's husband John had died just 2 months prior. With no family nearby in Odessa and the macular degeneration eye problems that caused her to give up driving worsening, Fran decided to accept the invitation from her son Dave, she calls him David, and daughter-in-law Jerry Rice of Liberal, to come and live with them. She now proudly shows off her bedroom, which Jerry decorated for her at her new home in Liberal, and the desk Fran brought into the decor, and the family photos that grace the walls. Family is important to Fran. "I'm the 8th of 13 children," she says, with eyes wide and sparkling, just waiting for the expected reaction. She then names off the siblings, along with birth years, to emphasize her point, naturally including the birth date of a certain Frances Ann Taylor on April 27, 1917. She was the 8th born, but 2 baby brothers born before she was didn't. She was the 8th born, but 2 baby brothers born before she was didn't live. In addition to the 13 children born to her parents, she has 5 younger half-brothers and sisters. She went on to have 2 children, and now her progeny includes 7 grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, and 18 great-great-grandchildren. And she doesn't miss a beat sharing their names and stories about them. Of course, from such a large family, a host of nieces and nephews grace the family circle. Fran recalls family reunions with more than 100 in attendance. Her 2 children, Shirley and David Rice, were born in 1939 and 1940, respectively, to her and her husband, Alvin. Alvin came into Fran's life by literally walking through a door in Colbert, Oklahoma. "We went to a lady's house on the pretext of playing dominoes. 42, she smiled slyly. "Well, nobody brought the dominoes, but everybody brought their fiddles and guitars." Fran could chord, so she latched onto a guitar and was playing when Alvin Rice walked up to that door. When Fran saw him, she said out loud, "Ooh, that old boy don't know it, but he's mine." She had attended the domino party with her sister Mayhew and Mayhew's boyfriend George. Fran would go along with them on their dates to get out of the house where Fran and Mayhew were living with their sister Richie. After that night, Fran told them, "I'm not going unless I have a date." George asked her who she wanted to date. "Well, that Alvin Rice would be all right for a starter." In April of that year, Mayhew and George were married. In July, they were standing up as the only witnesses when Fran and Alvin got married at a preacher's house in Durant, Oklahoma. The honeymoon was unique. They left the preacher's house and went to a hamburger place. Then all four packed in the seat of Alvin's flatbed truck, took their food, and drove to an overpass on the railroad tracks between Colbert and Durant, where they stopped and ate their hamburgers. George and Mayhew dropped the newlyweds off at a little motel between Colbert and Calera, Oklahoma, and took the truck to Alvin's mother's house so no one would know where they were. With that many brothers and sisters, who knows who might have thought it was funny to show up there. That wedding day in July 1938 started a marriage that lasted for 63 years and 11 months. Fran lost that old boy that sparked her love at first sight when, sadly, his death parted them on the 10th of June in 2002. Fran's many talents have shone to those around her. Not only was she a wife and mother and active member in her church, but Fran also made beautiful quilts, painted pictures, sewed, knitted, cooked, and had a distinctive career at Sears Roebuck for 18 years. She started in the men's department when she helped lay out the Odessa store, putting merchandise on the shelves for its opening in 1954. That got her a job that spanned 18 years, from Odessa to Dallas and back again, from the men's department to Peacegood Department Division Manager, selling patterns, fabrics, and sewing supplies, and to the ready-to-wear department. She also finds some politicians useless and got somewhat of a reputation as a writer of letters to Barack Obama and letters to the editor of the Odessa American when Obama was president. Fran is a lifelong dedicated Republican. In fact, when asked what she would wish for this year when she blows out the candles on her birthday cake, she replied without hesitation that we could elect another Republican president. This year, Jerry and Dave highlighted Fran's birthday at a family affair with the appropriate theme of 104 and Still Glowing. Fran cherishes her memories that span the past century, but she's all about moving forward and making new memories with family and friends. Master Gardeners. Native Mesquites Are an Excellent Landscape Tree by Debbie Rowland and Emmy Ohmschneider, Master Gardeners. Mention the name mesquite and most Texans will roll their eyes. But under the right conditions, mesquites are an excellent landscape tree with lots to offer, including history, wildlife value, and drought tolerance. The most common type of mesquite in our area is the honey mesquite, Prosopsis glandulosa. Native to Texas, highly adaptable, heat, cold, and drought tolerant, when it can develop into a tree, it adds attractive blooms and interesting foliage. Mature trees can reach 30 feet, depending on the species. Young trees and new growth do have long-lasting thorns, but hybrid mesquites and thornless cultivars are also available. If you are buying for wildlife value, look for the native species. Given water, mesquites can grow quickly. When planting, check to see that your plant is not root-bound, a condition caused when roots circle around the outside of the root ball and constrict root growth. Once established, mesquites are drought-tolerant and problem-free. Mesquites prefer full sun and grow well in reflected sun as well as partial shade. Prune a mesquite early on to establish a single trunk, or prune it over time to show off its multi-trunk shape. It is perfect in a small yard or massed in a larger setting, and wherever it grows can become the backbone of a xeriscape design. A deciduous tree, mesquites put on new growth in early spring. Folklore says that winter is over when mesquites leaf out. Shortly after leaf development in early spring, the attractive pale green yellowish flowers, called catkins, emerge and cover the tree, providing nectar for pollinators of all shapes and sizes. Mesquites are of special value to native bees and provide wildlife cover and nutritious food for small mammals and birds. Humans have long made use of mesquites, from indigenous peoples through Spanish exploration to westward expansion. We have used mesquites for food, medicine, and wood products. Today, we still prize mesquite for its beautiful wood and have rediscovered mesquite flour as a food with nutritional value. And who doesn't love mesquite-cooked barbecue? So if you are looking for a tree with its roots in our West Texas heritage and as hardy, independent, and persevering as our early settlers, then this is the tree for you. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Texas Master Gardeners, we are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org. Pets of the Week. Photos by Eli Hartman, Odessa, American. Marge, a 2 to 4 year old female pit lab mix, needs to be adopted into a good home. Rose, a calm female adult black short hair cat, needs to be adopted into a good home. To adopt Marge or Rose or one of the any other pets at the Odessa Animal Control, stop by 910 West 42nd Street or call 368-3526. If Marge or Rose has been adopted, there are many other pets that need good homes. Photos, courtesy of Odessa Humane Society. Iris, a 4-month-old female kitten, needs to be adopted into a good home. Sugar, a 1-year-old female lab mix, needs to be adopted into a good home. To adopt Iris or Sugar, or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane, call 381-5503, visit www.odessahumanesociety.org, or leave a message at facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa/. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contract, along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $75.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, May 3rd. A passion for music. New UTPB orchestra director dives in. The story was written by Ruth Campbell. For Jean Gomez Fonseca, being an assistant professor and orchestra director at the University of Texas Permian Basin fits his personality. Very passionate about music education, he leads a variety of groups, harp, mariachis, guitar, piano, and courses, and personally plays a number of instruments. Quote, I also teach music history, and the mariachi was a project that also grew because I'm originally from Costa Rica, and back home I had the chance to have some years playing with mariachis, Gomez Fonseca said. When he came to UTPB, he thought he was just going to be overseeing the orchestra, but he heard about the mariachi program that started in 2001, lasted 11 or 12 years, and then stopped, so he decided to take it up again. quote, "I am really enjoying the music. Mariachi is always really uplifting and happy, and you know every time that you play, you're going to see people smiling. It's just a really, really beautiful experience just playing in the group," Gomez Fonseca said. He added that the 15-person group has kept growing since he arrived. Quote, "Last week I just received two extra players interested in singing and playing. We have just one semester working on this," Gomez Fonseca said. "It has been a really good experience. We have been performing as much as possible now with COVID. It has been a little bit hard, but the performances have been really well received, and the community is just excited. We are trying to have this group as a professional ensemble, as a place where the students can learn and preserve the music and the style," end quote. In the fall, he plans to have mariachi auditions. He added that many students have gotten interested in mariachis, and it's open to people in the community who want to audition. Gomez Fonseca said the other programs, such as orchestra, have grown as well, from 8 to 60. Because of COVID, building relationships with high school music teachers was difficult at first, but he has started to make connections. Quote, "I really hope that it just keeps growing and growing. Many students have been reaching that they want to join the program, and the interest is there. It's been a really good experience," Gomez Fonseca said. He noted that increased activity has also helped the orchestra gain momentum and motivated the students. When he visits high schools to recruit students, he tells them he doesn't care if they go to UTBB, although he would be happy if they did, but he tells them to go to college. Quote, "There are many opportunities. Apply for scholarships and try to guide them and motivate them just to continue studying. Some of them just like think, okay, I'm going to finish high school and go on and work and make money, and many of them do that. But I also have some students that they actually realize that they are working so hard, and it's like, oh, I really want a degree. I want to go and do whatever I want to do, to be doing music or whatever passion, and they come back and they keep studying," he said. Gomez Fonseca said he can identify with the students having to work for everything they have. Coming from Costa Rica, he was always musical, but it took a long time to work up to lessons. He earned a bachelor's degree in music education from the University of Costa Rica. The university was geared toward technology, but it had a guitar orchestra, so he tried out. He learned guitar by downloading, and he practiced for hours that summer. He got into the guitar orchestra, and it was also a way to get a scholarship and pay for school. He earned a master's degree in conducting and viola performance from Truman State University in Kirksville, Missouri, and a doctorate in conducting with a minor in piano from the University of Georgia. Gomez Fonseca started with piano, then added violin, viola, guitar, cello, and the tuba. He also enjoys conducting. Quote, "I am not just trying to be the maestro and artist of just showing how beautifully I moved my hands, but I actually tried to teach them how to play better. I really enjoy working with the students because the energy is completely different. I had experience conducting professional ensembles, and I feel that sometimes the environment is a little bit colder because they see it more as a job," he said. "And if you try to tell professional musicians how to do things, they don't always take it well." Gomez Fonseca also teaches violin and viola at UTPB. Quote, "I've really enjoyed the lessons. I always feel that I learned a lot," he said. Adrian Ramirez, a violin player, is just completing his freshman year at UTPB and plans to earn a music education degree. He attended Midland High School. Ramirez said Gomez Fonseca does a lot for the community. Quote, "I'm also in the band, so I have a lot of experience with other directors too, and I really notice he does a lot of local outreach with the local schools and communities. He added that the UTPB music program is inclusive of everyone. Quote, "No one seems like they feel left out, and we're all a family," Ramirez said. He added that having high school musicians join them for programs as a recruitment tool is fun and a good way to meet people. Quote, "It's a really good program," Ramirez said. Shendria Robinson, a senior who will graduate in the fall of 2022, has Gomez Fonseca as her orchestra director, private viola lesson teacher, history of music, and music technology instructor. She plays the violin as her main instrument, and outside of school, she sings in a local church choir. But as music majors, they have to learn a little bit of every instrument. Robinson said Gomez Fonseca is an awesome teacher. Quote, "He really knows his stuff as far as music and music education goes. He covers all sorts of things. Also, I was able to get his input on some conducting stuff because our university has just recently had student conductors for the first time ever. I actually conducted a piece for the first time at our concert this past weekend. And leading up to the concert and rehearsals and stuff, he was able to give me a lot of tips and the feedback on conducting." After she graduates, she plans to teach music, expand her international performing career, and work in music ministry within her church. Robinson added that it's been amazing to work with such talented musicians in the UTPB music department. Quote, "And as far as the conducting thing goes, for me, I would have never imagined I would get to do something like that. It takes a village, and the UTPB music department, I call it my own personal village, because I've gotten this wonderful opportunity to do stuff such as that whole conducting experience this past weekend at our concert, and I'm still not done yet. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be learning a whole lot more before I graduate. So it's just really been fun, and I just can't wait until next semester," Robinson said.
Grad finds career passion in computer networking. Special to the Odessa American by Rebecca Bell, Executive Director of Institutional Advancement at Midland College. "Don't second-guess going to college," Efren Zuniga advised. "I enrolled in the Information Technology program at Midland College in 2014, and since that time, my life has only gotten better." 8 years ago, Zuniga moved to Odessa from Plainview because of the job opportunities in the Permian Basin. He started working at the Family Dollar warehouse and trained for his commercial driver's license. "That job was okay, but it wasn't really my passion," Zuniga explained. "I eventually left Family Dollar and started working as a waiter at the Shrimp Boat restaurant, just as a way to earn a living and make ends meet." It was about this time that Zuniga met his future wife, Nalida, who had graduated from Midland College's associate degree nursing program. "She couldn't say enough good things about Midland College," Zuniga said. "I told her that I always wanted to work with computers since I was a little boy, and she encouraged me to enroll in classes at Midland College." In 2016, Zuniga graduated from MC with an Associate of Applied Science degree in Information Technology. He immediately was offered a job working for Ector County ISD as a Level 1 computer technician. Because of his degree and his industry certification as a Cisco Certified Network Associate, CCNA, he was soon promoted to the position of Network Engineer. As such, he is a member of a four-person team responsible for ensuring that the school district's information technology systems are running smoothly. "It's a great job," Zuniga said. "I wouldn't change it for anything. I see myself staying here a long time." Zuniga credits part of his career success to the hands-on training he received at MC and the college's CCNA Academy boot camp. I quickly learned that if I applied the time and effort to learning all I could about computer network technology, the skills would come, he stated. The instructors were great. Marty Villarreal taught a lot of my courses, and she was always willing to go the extra mile. She always stressed that there were no dumb questions, and she really wanted us to succeed. Another memorable instructor was Heather Sanders. She was always available to help. Efren was dedicated to completing his degree, Marty Villarreal, MC Information Technology professor, said. During the time he attended Midland College, he had a full-time job while also driving from Odessa to Midland to take classes. He is now reaping the rewards of his hard work. He recently passed a Cisco certification and reached out to thank me. He wanted to share his success with his instructors at Midland College. He placed his trust in the information technology program at Midland College to help him meet his goals. Now he is happily working in his chosen career. Efren and his wife, Nalita, have been married for 5 years, and they have 2 boys, Esteban, 4, and Eduardo, 2. Nalita is the manager of a health clinic in downtown Odessa. The family enjoys spending time together. Efren said that movie night is always fun, and visiting Nalita's parents at their ranch south of Odessa is a special treat for the family. Life is good, Zuniga said. I have a great family, and I'm finally fulfilling that career passion that I've been trying to find. Passion is the difference between having a job and having a career. Bookworm vending machine donated by Atmos. A new bookworm vending machine has been unveiled at Pease Elementary thanks to Atmos Energy. The bookworm vending machine will enhance the bookworm's literacy program funded by the Education Foundation by offering choice reading to students in Ector County ISD, providing students with opportunities to learn and become engaged in reading. The first bookworm vending machine was unveiled in October 2019 at Ross Elementary. This new machine at Pease brings the count in ECISD up to 10, and more are on the way. We are so excited to bring the students at Pease a bookworm vending machine and are so grateful to our partners at Atmos Energy for their donation, Celeste Potter, Education Foundation Director, said in a news release. This is a great complement to our Bookworms Literacy Program that currently provides students in grades pre-K through first grade with a new book each month. Research shows that books in the home have a positive payoff in improved test scores, so any opportunity to get books in the hands of our students is a win. The Bookworm vending machine comes to ECISD from Global Vending Group out of Amherst, New York. You can learn more about the story behind the development of this machine at their website, tinyurl.com/CE8YJP8D.
Thank you for joining us for this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Far West Texas News, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 8.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 61 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 70s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-70s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 7 a.m.
Welcome to this